This is the Mindful Experiment Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Vic. Excited that you're here. This podcast is all about diving deep into the mind and understanding this experiment or this game we call life. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. This show is sponsored by Empower Your Reality. Empower Your Reality is an online consciousness school that is designed to help you elevate the mind, raise your consciousness, your vibration, to attract and create the reality of what it is that you desire. At Empower Your Reality, we have books, we have online classes. You can find the podcast here on there and other things that can help you elevate and truly learn the art and the science of creating the reality of what it is that you want to experience in your life. So for more information to check out all that we're up to and what we're doing, please visit www.empoweryourreality.com. Now, back to the show. What up, guys? Dr. Vic here, and excited to have you on another episode here on the Mindful Experiment. As this week, we have me sharing something to help you level up, raise level in the consciousness and the mindset to how you can change your reality, right? If we don't change mindset, we have the same experiences happening over and over. And you've probably been down that road. I know I have, and it's one of the things I talk a lot about when the new year comes. I talk a lot about the mind. If you don't like the car you're in, and if you don't change the mindset of what you have when it comes to cars in general, when you get your new car, it's going to be all great. You're going to be all excited, that honeymoon stage. And then 3 months down the road, 6 months down the road, here comes back that old mindset we never changed. And then all of a sudden we start looking at things, maybe not liking this or not liking that. And we get into that state. And we do this in relationships. We do this in finances. We do this in a lot of different situations where when things are new, right, we get all excited. We go all in. And it literally only takes 21, 30 days, 2 months, maybe 3 months. And then all of a sudden, you're back into the old default brain of what you have, right? And so when I talk about the default brain, there's a couple of different reasons and why I share this. You have a vibration, a frequency, a consciousness level, a program that runs in you that keeps you at a certain level. And unless you break through that level and really create transformation, you're always going to go back to that level. Some people call it going back to comfort. Some people, I call it going back to your standard or your standards. And it's one of the things that you're always going to come back to no matter what, unless you correct and change from the root, from the mind first. If you do that, then you stay uncomfortable, right? You keep moving. You want to keep going and going. And it's going to allow you to expand and evolve. And then you get the change. You get that different experience, a different reality, right? Now you empowered your reality. And now that creates a massive transformation. But you have to understand that your brain is always going to go back to comfort. That's the default setting. You can't change that. You can influence it, right? You can influence the way the program works. You can go ahead and say, well, I understand that maybe I'm going to be a little bit more pushing that route, but I'm going to keep pushing myself. I'm going to keep challenging myself. So I'm going to keep staying uncomfortable. I'm going to keep facing my fears. I'm going to keep doing X, Y, Z, right? You got to keep moving forward no matter what. Never surrender, never give in. That's been a code to me for the longest time. And I don't even know where I got that from anymore. But I just remember one day, one time when things were really hard, it was my dark night of the soul. And there came a point where I just said, I'm not giving in and I'm not going to surrender. And I just remember saying that. And it was something that I just stuck to. I held everything on to that point. And I came through again, and it was in my business where I remember there was times I was going to have to close the doors. Nothing was hitting. I just couldn't see how things were going to line up. The numbers weren't adding. Debt just kept compiling up. And I just said, I left it up to God, literally, but I said, never give in and never surrender. I'm going to put it all on the line, and I'm just going to leave it to you, God. And I know that if this is what I'm destined for, this is it. But if it isn't, I'm going to do a different path. I'm not going to quit. I'm not going to stop. And thankfully, great. I am so grateful for this. It all worked out. And so there's that part of you that you have to look at. And the universe, this is what I love about the universe. I wrote this in my book. I talked about in Rediscover Your Greatness. I talked about this, how the universe is there to work with you. It's always there to work with you. It works for you. Okay, it's there to support you. It's there to help you to unravel, to uncover the things that you need to work on to level up to that next experience. And the universe is always going to provide that no matter what. That is part of the game. You are co-creating with the universe. You can call it God. You can call it Allah. You can call it Yahweh. You can call it whatever the heck you want. Prime Director. All that is. There's so many names for this. But the fact is that no matter what, it's always supporting you. It's always helping you. And it's always trying to get you uncomfortable. Right. No matter what you do in life, you can sit in a corner and just sit there for the rest of your life. And there's going to be things that are going to come that are going to bother you. They're going to affect you. And there's things and reasons why that happens. Emotions are our key to helping us with that. It helps us become aware, gets us uncomfortable. And the more, and this is a quote I always say, and we say this in two different ways, a chiropractic statement, and there's a life statement. The life one is the one I share on the mindset side is that, you know, if you're not going to change, life's going to make you change. Just the reality of life. Life is going to make you change if you don't change. The chiropractic one that relates to that is that if you don't focus, if you don't take time for health, you're going to have to take time for disease. You're going to have to make time for disease if you don't take time for health. And so it's the same thing. You can look at money. If you don't take time to save, you're going to be forced to, something along those lines. You can tell that I don't use that one that much, but we get the point though, right? It's a universal law. If you don't take the time to do something, A, then you're not going to get B, and then you have to bust your behind because this is what's going to happen because of the outcome. It's the polar opposites of the world, right? Those who spend all the time and don't save, down the road, they're going to have to learn how to stop spending to save. They're going to be forced to. Those who don't stay uncomfortable or challenge themselves all the time to continue to grow and evolve and self-learn, they're going to have the opposite effect of what that experience is going to be. And so that is the concept to always, always, always focusing on mindset, focusing on that part of yourself to how not to allow that default brain to fire. Because no matter what happens, that will. And there's nothing wrong with that. The default brain is designed to keep you comfortable so that no matter what happens in your life, you know, all the survival, how to survive, that was the purpose, right? To keep us surviving, to keep us moving forward as a species. And so keeping things comfortable so we can get used to all that is not a bad thing. And it's a good thing to have. I'm not saying that there's reasons for everything, but if you let that dictate your life, you're not going to have the life that you desire. And so you want to make sure that you're always focusing on that mindset and changing that default brain. I can go way deeper in this, but I think this is a good chunk of information that you can take, digest, and then we'll talk about applications and how you can do that to utilize these things so that you can figure out knowing when and where. I already have the tools out there if you're interested in my Rediscover Your Greatness book. It goes really well in depth with that. And I have another one that teaches you how to allow the universe in your dark times and your challenges to truly teach you and be the teacher so it creates more awareness and changes your consciousness to where you can experience more of your reality of what you choose. So that book is called The Walk in the Dark. You can check those out. Links are below in the show notes. But as always, I left this one a little short this week. I wanted to give you a nice 1-2 punch. Get in, get out, and share some good concepts. But any questions you have, please let me know. But check out the next interview we're having this Friday. It's a great one. We've been having some amazing interviews, and I'm excited the lineup that we have that's coming to you. And so check it out. It'll be released Friday morning. We usually release them around 1, 2 in the morning on iTunes and all the apps, so you get access to them immediately and so forth. So appreciate y'all. And until next week, keep rocking and rolling. Thanks for tuning into the podcast. If you found this episode to be inspirational, pay it forward by sharing it with someone that you know can benefit from this. If this is your first time tuning in, please follow us, connect with us so you don't miss another amazing episode. And until next time, keep rocking and rolling.